A baker's dozen of candidates gathered as officials began counting approximately 1,150 absentee ballots and 169 affidavit ballots countywide.
Ballot number two.
Okay, we have 1A, 1B.
Commissioners began their count with Plattsburgh Wards 1 and 2. There was a spike in applications for absentee ballots in those districts, and Republican candidates raised red flags during the campaign. A police investigation is underway to determine if voter fraud occurred. All hand-delivered ballots in those wards and County Legislative District 8 have been challenged and set aside. As each mailed and affidavit ballot was opened, the envelope and its content were checked by a lawyer for Republican candidates and a Democratic representative. Election law attorney James Walsh has been retained by Republican Mark Dame to review the absentee ballots. The questionable ballots are trending along specific party lines in specific wards, and Walsh believes it was an intentional effort and not ignorance of state election law.
By and large, they weren't going to Republican or conservative doors. They were going to people who have a tendency to vote a little bit more to the liberal side of the spectrum. They intentionally went after those people and said, we'll make it really easy for you to vote. I don't think they can say that they weren't aware of what the laws were, because they were targeting their audience pretty significantly. If you're at the door lying to a voter, you're committing a fraud. Hopefully they're all done legitimately. But if they're being cast in a manner that's illegitimate, you're looking at misdemeanors and felonies. So we hope the police take it seriously, and we're waiting on that investigation.
Republican Mark Dame won his district election, but is leading the effort to review possible election fraud.
If this isn't stopped here, it'll continue to next elections, and before you know it, we won't really have any more of a democracy in elections than they have in the Soviet Union, where people are controlled to vote for who they're told to.
Clinton County Democratic Chair Marty Mannix is critical of what he believes is an organized effort by Republicans to attack the Working Families Party.
We didn't have anything to do with the Working Family Party activity in going in and trying to engender more absentee ballots. My understanding, it was a plain, straightforward effort to get more people to vote. We didn't hear any complaints when the Republican candidate for Congress last year mailed out absentee ballots, applications to every single registered Republican in his congressional district.
Mannix also questions the amount of money being spent to challenge the ballots.
This is a terrible waste of taxpayers' money. Mark Dame's supposed to be a fiscal conservative. He's spending taxpayers' money in there left and right. He already has the election won. We have no choice. We'll go through the process. There's a lot of money being spent. And my question is, why is it being spent?
Dame contends counting absentee ballots is a standard election procedure, and the issue is about fair elections.
We would like every ballot counted that is done without coercion and influence. And that's the problem with these ballots. Not the fact that there's a vote, but the fact that it's a controlled vote. There's obviously somebody that motivated people to show up in the doorsteps of people that never vote and ask them to sign an application for an absentee ballot when they knew that they weren't legally justified in getting that ballot. They should have brought them to the polls.
Clinton County Election Commissioners Democrat Susan Kastein and Republican Greg Campbell explain that the challenger has 3 days to bring the unopened, uncounted ballots to a court.
The challenger will bring it to the court. They'll do specific objections, and it will go to the court.
They have 3 days, and if after 3 days it hasn't been submitted to a judge, then we're going to open the ballots and count them.
We open the ballots and count them.
Certification of the election must wait until a judge rules on the questionable ballots. There are about 70 total objections to absentee ballots, with 52 in one ward. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.